Good afternoon to all your brethren, and thank you, Mr. Reynolds. I hope all of you had a great lunch. Our lunch was fantastic because it was free. Some sneaky person at the restaurant, we went up to Chang's Mongolian Grill, and some sneaky person there bought lunch for 13 of us. Went up to pay the bill, and the waiter said, "Don't worry about it, somebody got your tab." So, sneaky person, whoever you are, thank you very much. Appreciate it. It was good. Well, brother, my wife and I, we attended a funeral a few months back of a very dear friend of ours, a member of God's Church down in Portland, Oregon. And during the memorial service, they played a song from a particular CD. I'd like to read some of the words from that song, if I could. Maybe some of you have heard this song. Quite sure that some of our young people in the audience today have heard this song. It's titled, "I Can Only Imagine." I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine, surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. And as I sat there during that memorial service, thinking about our dear friend, listening to these words, I thought to myself, it is hard to imagine what it will be like on that day that we meet Jesus Christ, the day that we celebrate today when Jesus Christ returns to this earth. And those who have died in Christ, like our dear friend Ada, and the many others who have died in Christ, will be resurrected. And those who are alive when he returns will be changed, and we will rise, all of us together, like Mr. Luker said. We will all rise together to meet him. And I thought, only as spirit beings could we handle something of this incredible magnitude of this event when we finally meet him. And even though it's difficult to imagine what it will be like on that day, it someday will be reality. It is our belief that one day that will be reality. But until that day comes, brethren, there's something that you and I can do. Each of us. Something that we can be doing each and every day. I'm going to ask you to turn to some scriptures, but I'd like to share another little story with you, something that happened to me personally this week. One of my uncles that is very close to as a young lad passed away this last week. My father's brother. And out of the 14 children in the family, there's only two remaining, my father and my aunt, who lives back east. And so I called her to give her my condolences. And of course, she was very upset. She was upset because he had passed, but she was more upset because my aunt believes that she will never see her brother again. She believes that there is no hope for him because he was not saved. And we have had this conversation before. I have visited with her in years past, and she knows what I believe in. But there's no convincing her of any other way. So she has no hope. She has no hope of ever seeing her brother again. And you know, I immediately thought of this day as I was talking to her. Because this is a day of hope. And I wanted to comfort her with the fact that she would see him again and all of her loved ones again. But unfortunately, she believes what she believes. She believes what she's been taught. So if you would turn over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Mr. Luker took us to these scriptures, but I want to take us over there again because there's a key verse in here. 1 Thessalonians 4, and I want to read 13 through 18. And Paul is speaking here, and he says, "But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, those who have died, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with them those who sleep in Jesus." So those who have died in the faith. "For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord for eternity." And the key verse here is number 18. "Therefore comfort one another with these words." Brethren, you and I can comfort one another with these words. The same that I wanted to do with my aunt and comfort her. Because we realize that things are going to get very, very difficult. If we read, as we read through the book of Revelation in chapters 6 through 19 about the prophecies, the coming events that Mr. Luker mentioned, that are going to occur to this nation and to the whole earth, those things can be sobering. They can be frightening. But we know that when Christ returns to this earth, he will straighten out the mess. And we realize when he does return, not everyone's going to be happy about that fact. But you and I will, because we will meet him face to face. We will be filled with joy, excitement, enthusiasm for this very day when we will be changed. And it will be a new beginning for all of us to serve with him. And then, in a very exciting event, we know will come after that 1,000 years when the others will be resurrected, when my aunt will see her brother because she will be resurrected with him. But what a tremendous blessing for you and I, brethren. Turn over to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. Let's read more about this hope. Romans chapter 8, I'd like to read verses 18 through 25, and then verse 28. Romans chapter 8, let's begin in verse 18. For it says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God." So, brethren, the whole creation is waiting for this day. This day when Jesus Christ returns and we will be with him. And the creation waits for us and Jesus Christ to return to this earth. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption, or the bondage of decay, the bondage of sin, into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with pains together until now. And not only they, but we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. So that's part of that. Can you imagine what it will be like? We only have a glimpse of what we read. We really don't fully comprehend, understand what it will really be like when we are there with Jesus Christ. For why does one still hope for what he sees. But if we hope for what we do not see, then we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. And then dropping down the last verse, 28. For we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. So, brethren, what a fantastic blessing it is for us to understand God's plan, to understand his holy days, and realize and understand the fact that we will someday see loved ones again. Someday we'll see our very good friend, Ada. And we'll see them whether they died in Christ or not. And we can comfort each other. And we can comfort those who might listen. And that is part of the preaching of the gospel, is it not? Not only the warning message that we send out, but also the message of hope that things someday will be right when Jesus Christ returns to this very earth. And what a blessing, the fact that we have a great God who was willing to become a man and sin not and die for us so that we could live and be with him there in that resurrection. Well, brethren, like the words say to that song, we can only imagine what it will be like when we join Jesus in the heavens, in the clouds. And I look forward to that day, extremely look forward to that day, when I will finally see his face and behold his glory. I don't want to miss out on that, brethren. I hope none of you here today want to miss out on it either. Well, I'd like to cut this short because what I'd like to do is play this song for you. And as you listen to this song, close your eyes and imagine what it will be like when we are with our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Cause you my neighbor will I fall. can only imagine when all I do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.